In this bulletin, more wet weather and floods expected in New South Wales. The EU says it must stop relying on Russian oil and gas supplies in response to the invasion of Ukraine, and efforts underway to return Shane Warne's remains from Thailand. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Flooded parts of New South Wales face the prospect of further heavy rain that could cause more flooding as the cleanup continues around the state. The Bureau of Meteorology warns areas stretching from the Hunter to the Central Tablelands and down the south coast are in for more rain. Western Sydney is also in line for heavy rain, with moderate to major flooding possibly returning to the Hawkesbury Nepean Valley. The New South Wales State Emergency Service Commissioner Carlene York says people need to stay aware about what's happening with the weather over the next few days.
It's really important that people do keep up with these weather forecasts. They are aware of what is happening in their area. They also can access live traffic because there are still a lot of roads, bridges cut, and I implore people, if you see water across the road, please do not drive through those floodwaters and take another route. And if you don't have to go and you're in one of these areas that is high risk, please don't go out on the roads.
Queensland residents hit by floods in the southeast are facing months of recovery as the state government donates more than $2 million to charities supporting those affected. Previous estimates have put the total damage bill at more than $1 billion, including insurance claims and major infrastructure repair, and work is underway to establish the full financial impact. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has thanked those who've already donated to the flood relief effort and is calling on others, especially the corporate sector, to continue donating.
I'm also pleased to announce that some of our business community has really stepped up and they're actually donating as well into this appeal. So I can advise that BHP is donating $2 million towards the Queensland and New South Wales floods. Star is donating $200,000 to Queensland, thank you very much. And Suncorp is donating $200,000 as part of a $1 million donation across Queensland and New South Wales.
European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen says over 1.2 million refugees have left Ukraine, and that figure will multiply several times over the coming weeks. Ms. von der Leyen also says the 27-member EU bloc must stop depending on Russian resources for both environmental and security reasons.
The European Union must get rid of the dependency of Russian oil, gas and coal. And for that, we have to diversify the supply, we have to get better at energy efficiency, and we have to massively invest in renewables. Because this is a strategic investment in our security of supply, but also in the health of our planet.
Efforts are underway to return Shane Warne's body back to Australia. The 52-year-old star died of a suspected heart attack at a wellness resort on the island of Koh Samui in Thailand. Australia's ambassador to Thailand is working with the country's police to bring his body back to his hometown of Melbourne. Ellen McKinnon says Thai police have shown great sympathy in the aftermath of Warne's death.
Police station and the hospital in Koh Samui for facilitating this process and getting Shane Warne back to Australia as quickly as possible. They've been very compassionate, very efficient and very understanding. So thank you, Superintendent. And that is the only statement we'll be making at this time.
A face mask pickup initiative is being launched on this annual Clean Up Australia Day. Participants are being urged to tally the number of face masks they can remove from the environment in an effort to clear up waste. Clean Up Australia's chair, Pip Kiernan, says there's been an overwhelming response.
In 2020, more than 3 billion single-use face masks were thrown out across the globe every single day. We want a better understanding of the scale of these masks as litter in Australia, because these are made up of plastic and they can take up to 450 years to break down.
Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny and 34 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 25. Melbourne, similar conditions, 24. Hobart, partly cloudy, 22. Canberra, possible shower, 22 degrees. Wollongong, rain, possible heavy falls and 23. Sydney, some rain and 23 degrees. Newcastle, rain, possible heavy falls, 23. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 31. Cairns, a possible shower, 36. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.